Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Daycare Diaries. I don't even know what episode this is. I know the last time I spoke to everybody, it was August 2023. And I spoke about the viruses and scholarship program. So I'm going to give some updates on both. So I hope everybody's doing well. Happy New Year. The scholarship program has had a few changes. I don't know if it's the same for everyone or it's just for me, or I'm not sure if this is something that is included in the program itself. But I'm just going to jump right in with that. For those of you who have already enrolled in college, programs, congratulations on taking the next steps in career development and professional development. But the program now goes through, so there's a scholarship that you can get through PDP, the professional development program, Rockefeller College University at Albany. It's an early childhood education resource hub. And on that website, there's a tab there for scholarships. And so what the Quality Stars scholarship requires now is that the providers go on the EIP section, apply for an EIP scholarship, which is worth $2,500. They will ask you to enter your courses and the amount that it costs. And then you will then, the following week, you would then apply for the scholarship with CUNY, and they will pay the rest. When I started, and this is just my experience, it may not be for everybody, but this is what I'm being told now, and this is what I have experienced. They are not paying for the books. They are not giving the stipend for your books anymore. So if you are attending the college program and they did pay for it after the first, because I'm in my second semester of CUNY since I've gotten the scholarship, after the first semester, they will not be paying for the books. You will have to pay for the books going forward. In the school that I'm in, they do, a lot of the classes offer e-books, and so you're able to buy the e-books, which is probably better than carrying that physical book. It depends on how you like to have them. They offer the e-books, and or you can read them free online on the school website. In my opinion, the only thing about that is a lot of times you can only download a few pages from the textbook on the school website. And it's not every school, so I think you should check with your school library. But the one that I go to, and I'm not going to name them on here, but it is a CUNY program or SUNY program. And the one that I go to, they have where you can read the books online. And some of them you can read off, are allowing you to read them offline. So that's what I like about the school that I go to. The teachers are very interactive, and so that's why I like the school that I go to and that I would continue to go. And I only have two to three more semesters left for my degree that I'm going for, so I said I would just finish it out. I'm not sure what will happen, you know, for the semesters to come. I just want to start off with this because I feel like this is very important to state, because in my last podcast, I did push for people getting this, you know, going for this scholarship. And to me, it looks like there's a lot of changes being made. And so I just want to make sure people are aware of those changes. But I'm going to talk about something else and then get back on some resources that I found throughout this time that I haven't been speaking to you guys. So yes, I would check with your advisor, your Quality Stars advisor, the person you spoke to sign up for the scholarship, and check on, you know, what things have changed according to that. And also make sure that you are, you put aside money to that, you know, because you potentially may have to pay for. For me, I'm thinking, in my opinion, I'm thinking I'm going to have to pay for, you know, if they're not covering the next semester, because the EIP program is only $2,500 a year, and I've already used that. And so if that scholarship is done, I can't use it again this year until next year. And so now the scholarship with CUNY, their thing is now used. And so now I'm trying to figure out, well, if I'm going to have to pay for my next semester, I need to know that now rather than when I'm ending this semester and ready to start a new one and figuring out now, okay, now I have to pay for it. So that's something I'm researching, and I'm contacting people I need to contact so that I can be prepared for that. I was already updated on the fact that they don't pay for the books. So I know that next semester I will be using the ebooks or the ones that they have, if it's available online, the ones that they have online. Or I will just have to make sure that I order the physical books in a timely fashion. So I just want to make sure I got that out the way. They are now accepting MAT scholarship applications for the 2024 classes. The 2023 MAT scholarship year is now closed. So that's if you are MAT certified or wanting to get MAT certified, that's just because I'm looking at the website. I forgot to put that out there. They are now accepting MAT scholarship. And that's medication administration training. So if you are a provider who would like to administer medication to children in your daycare, you will need to be certified, and they are accepting the MAT scholarship applications for that. I do not know, because I am not administering medication in my program. I used to do that. There have been a lot of changes since then, so I cannot give any updated information on the MAT training. But I do not know if you get the MAT scholarship, if you will be eligible for the EIP scholarship as well. You will have to go on the website, ecetp.pdp.albany.edu, and look up these scholarships, and I'll also put the link below. And you can also find these. I'll also link them on my website, Colonel Family Childcare, which is my daycare website. There's a link on my daycare website where you can go and find the daycare diary section. We have an inquiry form now for you guys to fill out. And the resource section is below. So you can just click on the links and go on the website. And anything that I speak about, or any website that I speak about, I'll link them below. I do not own the rights to any of the logos, any of the links, any of the websites. It is just for resource purposes. I just want to state that. I do not work for any of the companies. I'm not endorsed by them. Literally just giving you guys the resources. So I do not get paid to give you guys these, from these companies, to give you these resources. These are all just things that I've used before, and they have worked for me. Some I haven't used, and I plan on using, and I think it would be a good idea for some other providers to use. So, since I was closed because of the Coxsackie virus, first of all, let's talk about that. If you have never had it, it's like having the flu, chickenpox, and COVID all in one. It's the worst thing to have as an adult. So I can imagine how it felt to the children who had it. There's really nothing that the doctors can do. I don't know if I mentioned this in the last podcast. There's really nothing the doctors can do. It has to go away on its own. You just have to find remedies. They tell you, oh, use calamine lotion, use this and that. It was the most uncomfortable thing. But my skin has finally returned back to normal. My nails they're just now getting back to normal, but they were like very thin and brittle for a very long time. But they are back to normal now, thank goodness. But it took a very long time. If you think about the last time I podcasted, and now my skin and everything is now starting to get back to the way they were before. That's a long time. But you know, things happen for a reason, I feel. We don't really know the reason when they do happen. So I think that it happens so that I can prepare myself and so that I can learn more about And, you know, at the time, usually when something's happened, we don't know why. We're just kind of like, why the heck is this happening? But I think it's because so that I can stop and think and take the time to prepare and decide if, you know, if that's something that I really wanted to do during that time. I learned what I wasn't going to tolerate from employees anymore, what I wasn't going to tolerate anymore from parents. A lot of times, you know, and even though I say, hey, stand on business, that's a new thing now, stand on business. That also means sticking to your policies. And when you don't, things happen that shouldn't have happened because you didn't stick to your policy. So now on, from now on, that's something that I know that I'm going to stand by. I'm not going to be trying to please anyone just because they are a customer. If you value my service, you will stay with my program. I spend a lot of time like, oh, so if a person came late, and yes, of course, people are late sometimes. I didn't charge them a late fee, and that's in the policy. Oh, well, you know, and then, you know, sometimes when you do that one time, they expect that to happen all the time. So I wouldn't even do it once. I'm not even doing that anymore. It's a lot of things that I thought about. Late fees that I didn't charge. Sometimes children were sick. They were supposed to stay home for 24 hours and bring a doctor's note. A lot of times the parent would take them to the urgent care and get one of them little slips and bring them back. They're supposed to, because since COVID, they were actually supposed to take their child to the physician. So they would have had to go and get an emergency doctor's appointment, either a virtual visit or a physical visit, and have that doctor stamp the paper with approval for them to come back to the daycare. I was accepting the urgent care slip because I didn't know the parents had to work and they can take, what, so many days off. And a lot of times that has hurt me. No, that is not why or how my program was affected by the Coxsackie virus. I didn't find out until after, about a month after, that other programs in the area had also been affected by the Coxsackie virus and closed down because it has spread throughout other programs. And not because of negligence. I'm sure not everybody is, you know, given chances and or being negligent. I think it's just a virus that was uncontrollable and it happened to have spread. And it is something that you may not see symptoms of in a child right away. Because children get sick all the time in the daycare system. If you are a teacher or a child care provider or an educator and you've ever worked with children, you know that that happens. They're constantly, especially little kids, they're constantly putting things in their mouths. Bodily fluids are all over everything, so that's why it's important to sanitize, and which we did daily. So it wasn't a matter of us not being sanitary. It's just the fact that it was a virus that was out of our control and it spread. I'm glad that that part is over. But again, I think it was something that gave me, and I wish it didn't have to be a virus, but it gave me some time to really think about some things that I needed to fix in my program. And so that's what I've been working on. Updating my website, adding things, more resources, and researching a lot more, just working on my systems and processes. I think a lot of times what happened really was I was thinking about it and I kept saying, oh, I need to do my podcast. Oh, for the new year, I'm going to do a podcast. Oh, for this, I'm going to do a podcast. And then I kept putting it off because I couldn't really have to have the mindset to do it. And so I was watching Sarah Jakes Roberts and she discussed intention and impact. And how sometimes the intention of who we intend to be and the impact of who we really are, they're sometimes distanced. And I always say that because I always say that the delivery matters. And so I tie that, what she said, into what I say about the delivery mattering and how sometimes my delivery doesn't align with what I meant by what I was saying. I totally related to what she said, and I felt like I needed to not just work on the delivery of my service, because I felt like I had that down pat. I needed to critique certain things within my service so that I can deliver a better one. Don't get me wrong, when the virus spread through my daycare and I got it, I wanted to quit, because that was it's a severe virus that I've never had before. In all my, I'll be 7 years in September, I've never had a virus like that in my program. When COVID happened, the kids got it. I think I had COVID when it first came out, before they were really announcing it, and didn't know it was COVID, because I had a really bad flu way before it was announced. But when COVID was going on, I think one or two kids got COVID, and the parents were very informative about it. They told me about it, and, you know, I stuck to the policy and protocol. And I was one of the daycares who was open and providing emergency child care during that time. So, you know, for me to go through all of that to now or then have the Coxsackie virus in my program, it was very, like, I never had anything like this happen to me before. And then there was a parent who was rude during that time, like, not even a parent, it was a grandparent of one of the children, and was really rude and was just like, we were trying to check on you and see if you were okay. Basically trying to make it seem like I didn't communicate. One thing I did, even though I was sick, I always sent emails. I didn't even ask my dad to do it, even though I was sore or I was sick or I had a fever. I was on that computer. I was on my phone emailing. I was calling. I was texting as much as I could. You know, even if it was after sleeping for an hour or two, I'm waking up and I'm on my phone and I'm making sure, because I wasn't the only one that got sick. Children got sick too. And so I'm checking on the parents, like, hi, how is the child? How's everybody in the home? Did everybody else get sick? You know, I had siblings who would come sometimes with their younger sister and brother to visit the program. And they were visiting through that time. So now I'm like, well, did she pass it on to the sister, or they have elders in their house? Did any of the elderly people in there get sick? You know what I'm saying? I'm worried about the family. So I know that I was on my part to communicate effectively. And so when the grandmother of one of the children accused me of not communicating, I know that it was a miscommunication I knew exactly what it was anyway. It wasn't even a miscommunication just between those two. It was something else that I'm not going to mention on here, that because I don't want to put her business out there and the child's personal business, but it was something else completely that she had heard from another provider as well in reference to the child, and that she didn't want to come to terms with. And so because that was something that she had heard before from another provider, and she would have had to say that to her, this is me, my take on the situation, her mom, she chose to manipulate the situation and complain to her mom, who is also an educator, or retired educator, and which I would have thought, because she's a retired educator, would have understood, and tell her that I did not communicate effectively. I did everything to try to explain to this woman that everybody was contacted by myself, by the network, and I have contacted everybody consistently. The grandmother was still irate. And so when that happens, whenever I'm in a conflict with a parent where they start raising their voice or there's an attitude involved, I just say, hey, Renan, you know what? We seem to be having a disagreement. My daycare may not be the fit for you, since my ways of doing things don't seem to be pleasing you, because I'm not here to argue with somebody I'm providing a service for, a parent, aunt, anybody. I'm not here to be, you know, that way with you. What I can do is, supply you with the resources and the referrals you need to go where you need to go. And so that's what I did. And she was upset about that too. But I still sent the resources and thanked them for allowing me to provide the service. Kids were beautiful, you know, good kids, and they were actually learning a lot there. I was glad that they were growing, and I wish that I would have been able to keep them, but in that instant, I was just like, hey, you know, I'm sick. A lot of the other kids are sick. I don't know when I'm going to be reopening. Here's some resources if you choose to come back or not. And I sent those out to everybody after a while, because at that point, I'm just like, look, after everything I'm doing for you and your kids, this is what you're going to do? Look, here's the option. You can come back or you cannot come back. And that's literally how I just felt at that time. Now, after I had some time to think about it, I'm just kind of like, yeah, well, those who really, you know, valued the service did reach out to me. I got to speak to them and they asked if I was okay and we miss you and I hope you do reopen and just letting me know. And that just let me know that I did something right. There was something I was doing right within my program. So I did decide to reopen. So we are still operational. Again, there are still things that I'm working on, as if you're a child care provider, things are always changing. But I know one thing that I'm not doing is giving chances anymore. There's a lot of things that I've changed and critiqued. So with that being said, I think that if you are someone who has started a daycare or a business, you should just think about why you started. And I think I said this, I know that I said this in another podcast, and focus on that and make sure that you're doing everything you need to do to provide a valuable service and an impactful service. And by the only way I think that we can be impactful is by staying in our lane and pulling our focus back to what is happening in our space and in our sphere of influence. Again, I am very resourceful. I'm very good at, I've gotten very good because I've learned through trial and error what to do and what not to do in my program. And I think that's the only way we do learn and get better. But my intention was kind of more on at that time too. I think it was, I was being overwhelmed with coaching, consultation program, doing my podcast. I just enrolled in school and running a business. And at that time, I was struggling with staffing issues, which I'll talk about that later. Finding adequate staff has been an issue of mine for a while. You know, where people, again, people still now don't want to work. Some people really just, the dynamic of the work environment, period, not just in the daycare system, has changed. A lot of people still want to live off unemployment. A lot of people I've come in contact with, they want to run your program. They don't want to listen to what you want them to do. Not really realizing, it's like, I'm not telling you anything that I haven't done. And I usually say these exact words. I'm not telling you anything that I haven't already done. I have done these things. I've been in this business for 7 years. I've sat with I've had violations. I've had citations for no reason. I've had people come in, the health department come in and see that the kids are happy and still try to find something to cite me on. See that the place is spotless clean. that the food is being served, that the schedule is up, that I have adequate staffing and still try to cite me for something. So my thing is now to put preventative measures in place so that those things don't happen. And some people just don't get that part of it. So I've run into that problem with employees feeling like, oh, well, they don't have to. And because I've been doing this for so long, I'm repetitive in a lot of things, so that when it comes to the point where either I have to fire you or you feel like you have to quit, I know that I did my best to make sure that you got everything that you need. There's no way you can say that I wasn't and I'm empathetic towards your needs as well. So there's no way you can say, oh, I was that voice, that boss that was just ego driven or whatever the case may be, because I've been in your position before. And so I'm running my business, which is one of the reasons why I started a daycare, because a lot of times, if you listen to any of my early podcasts, I started it because when I worked in the daycare center, there were a lot of things that I saw that I did not want to happen in mine, to kids and staff. And so I said, when I open mine, I'm not doing that. And then as I've learned over time, I see why there were a lot of things that they did do, why they couldn't be, a lot of the management or administrators couldn't be as lenient with certain things as I would have liked them to be, because I was looking at it from the staff side instead of the administrator side. And so that's the part also, a lot of employees that I see come in, they don't see it from the administrator side. They don't see, well, hey, you're here to do a job and this is why I'm telling you to do it, or the system, the steps in which I'm telling you to do it. So there's people who want, for example, people come in and they already want top pay. You want top pay, but you're not showing, I don't know that you can do this. You just got here. And so I need to observe you and take my notes and critique you. And based on what I'm seeing you not do, I need to better train. I need to be able to train you and say, hey, I saw this and this is what I think we can do to fix that. Oh, well, this child is doing this and I think that this can be fixed by him, by us doing that with that person or that child. Or can you try this so that you can, when I'm not around, you can use these tools to be a better staff, and that I don't have to be around as much. And a lot of them wasn't receptive to that, and just couldn't, you know, follow up. And so that left me with another staffing problem. And so I say, when that happens, where did I go wrong? What can I do? What could I have done better in that situation? And for me, in a lot of situations, I could not have been so nice. I could have looked at in the beginning, that the person wasn't a good fit and why. And when in the beginning, when I saw that they wasn't a good fit and I knew the reason why could cause issues, I can say, hey, thank you for applying, but it's not going to work for us. And leave it at that and save myself the trouble and the headache. And I think that's sound advice for anybody. Sometimes, you know, you may see people who you want to help and you know they need a job. They may be a family member. They may be a friend. I don't think that, and I'm not saying this goes for everybody. Some friends and families are good employees and good people to work with and are willing to help you and care and have good work ethic. But a lot of times that's not the case. And I've been through that. And not throwing anybody under the bus or talking bad about anybody, but just my experience on this, on the matter, it's not worth it. It's just not worth the headache. And then now having to find somebody else when you could have just hired the qualified staff in the beginning. So, piggybacking off of that, I did actually, I have, like I said, I have been able to do some research. And I'm also looking to open a daycare in two locations. I'll disclose a second location at a later time. When I'm actually sure about, I don't want to give anything that I'm not sure about. So, I will disclose a second location in a later podcast, but, one thing, let me open my resource link here. I did find, as far as staffing, so I used the Summit Youth Employment Program, before. And it was very helpful. I got two really good interns from the Summer Youth Program. And they were good. And so I went back on the Department of Youth and Community Development website. And this link is also on my website. And they have a few programs for people who are in school and looking for jobs, internship programs. And I found a few and saved the links because I said, oh, this might be something that I need to do. So they have one called Work, Learn, and Grow. I'm trying to get my link to open so that I can read to you what it says here on the site. And again, I will provide the link below. The Career Ready WLG Work, Learn, and Grow provider provides you. Provided you have chosen with a term, determine your eligibility for the program in consultation with your school. If you are selected to participate in the program, your Career Ready WLG provider will contact you with further instructions on enrolling in the program. So you can learn skills to make a smooth transition from high school to college and real world. Paid internship opportunities available in a variety of industries to accommodate your career interests. This is for the people who are looking and who are in school. Career exploration. So if you have children who are in high school and they need jobs, they can go in here and get an internship position. Flex your research skills and discover new career possibilities and skill building activities. Receive help with your resume, cover letters, and interview skills, and learn essential job readiness skills and workplace etiquette. Who is eligible? 16 to 21 year olds as of October 23rd, 2023. So this application process has passed, but again, I would still save the link. Currently enrolled and attending school, a participant of the 2023 Summer Youth Employment Program. So they would have had to be a Summer Youth Employee applicant. So if they wasn't last year, they still have time to apply for the Summer Youth Employment Program this year. So that once the program is over in August, and this is what I'm understanding from this, I would go to the site and do my own backup research. But once the Summer Youth Program ends for them, they can go on this site and sign up for one of the other learn and grow, work, learn, and grow programs. They must be a resident of the boroughs of New York City. And internet access required to participate in the 2023-2024 Work, Learn, and Grow employment program. Legally allowed to work in the U.S. is another requirement. So I thought that was a really good program that the Department of Youth and Community Development has. A lot of things, there's a lot of good stuff that they're doing. Another one is career. Did I click on this one already? Oh, this is the Career Ready one again. Hold on, let me go to the Ladders to Leaders. Ladders to Leaders is another jobs and internship program. And again, I'll put the link below. Employers can sign up. So Ladders and Leaders is a nationally recognized program that offers outstanding high school and college students the opportunity to participate in paid professional summer internships with leading corporations and nonprofit organizations and government agencies in New York City. Ladders for Leaders is a component of New York City Summer Youth Employment Program. So it's not the summer youth program, it's a component of it. The nation's largest summer jobs program. It is administered by the Department of Youth and Community Development and supported by the Mayor's Office for Youth Employment and Mayor's Fund to Advance New York City. So if you're interested, they have a form that you fill out. It's a short form, and you just put in basic information regarding your intern recruitment needs and timeline. And a staff member from DYCD will reach out to you in a timely manner to discuss the steps. If you have any questions, they have a little chat, some chat bubbles on the website where you can put in any questions you have. But I think these are really good resources, and I plan on utilizing them. I think there was another one that I saw here, Train and Earn. Let me go back because this is a provider list. I think what's this one? Oh no, this is another one that I found that I really didn't, a lot of these I didn't use yet, but it's OBT, Opportunities for a Better Tomorrow. Is another resource that I think is great. This is how to partner with on this webpage. I'll also include the link. OBT graduates are ready and eager for career opportunities. If you're looking for candidates, reach out to, and it says the person's name, the Senior Director of Workforce Innovation with your hiring needs, at info@obtjobs.org. That's info@obtjobs.org. And then it has information to host an intern. OBT interns are ready to work and learn. All interns have a foundation in workplace readiness and technical skills. Interns earn a stipend and continue to receive coaching at no cost to your company. So then, you know, they gave the website again. You can get in touch with them at info@obtjobs.org. These are all things that I am planning on utilizing this time. I think I served my purpose. I actually provided the resources that I wanted to provide. I did not start by saying thank you to the people who are, have 21 followers on Spotify now. Even though I haven't really been talking to you guys. So thank you for following me. And if you're new here, thank you for listening. There is a small business finance Zoom meeting on Saturday. I'm going to put that link in the description box. I cannot find my notes I had on that, but when I find the email, I'll put the notes and the description of it in the description box. I'll also include the Zoom link. So if you want to join that, if I can remember correctly, they're going to be talking about how to manage your books. To my knowledge, you'll be able to speak to someone and they'll answer any questions you have about it. Something else I wanted to say. Oh, Christiana Cardi. It is tax season. So if you haven't already, there's a podcast I have with Miss Christiana Cardi. She is a tax advisor. She did my business taxes last year. She is wonderful. She is someone who's not like any other tax advisor that I've used before, because a lot of them are really just worried about getting their cut. She really cared about me getting, because I had went with another tax program and they were overcharging me. Go back and listen to that podcast because I really do talk about that in there, and she gives me a lot of information, a lot of terms I didn't know about. And so I'm more aware of how my taxes are being done now and who I go to. I'm actually going to utilize her again this year because she was so good and so authentic. So Christiana Cardi, I do have her information, so you will have to go back and listen to that podcast in order to get that information. I hope everybody has a wonderful week, and I will speak to you guys next week, hopefully. Bye.